Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Happy birthday to the greatest SNL skit of all time.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
The cowbell skit turns 21 years old today.
21?
The cowbell skit can finally drink in the States. And everyone knows that line from the cowbell scene, but no one talks about this line.
Don't blow this for us, Gene! Could be so selfish, Gene.
Jimmy Fallon just ruining the whole thing. He has one line, the whole skit, one line.
Could be so selfish, Gene.
Quit being so selfish, Gene, and he couldn't spit it out.
It was so funny. He had to laugh.
But Chris Kattan here.
Don't blow this for us, Gene.
So mad. I remember watching that like live the day it was done, and that was 21 years ago.
I watched that and the Matt Foley motivational speaker live. I've never laughed harder in my life.
Such good times.
I live in a van down by the river.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. It's time for some cruise shout-outs.
Shout-out! Shout-out!
Take it away, Stacey and Clayton.
Shout out to couples with rhyming names. It's so adorable. Terry and Jerry, Lily and Billy, Jan and Ben, Clayton and Peyton, Stacy and Tracy. Dang it, why didn't I marry a Tracy?
Shout out to the dads who would recommend amputation as the solution to any injury their kids had. First of all, hilarious. You stub your toe?
Well, looks like we'll have to amputate it.
Paper cut?
Well, we better amputate it.
Sore throat? Well, we'll have to take your throat out via amputation. Thanks for the anxiety, Dad.
Shout out to the Walnut Crunch. You know, used to be a donut at Tim Hortons. They don't make them anymore, which is a damn shame. The Walnut Crunch never got the love it deserved. Sure, it looked like a hamburger patty from Wendy's, but it's what's on the inside that counts.
Shout out to the lost and found at my high school. Thanks for the Michigan Wolverine sweater. Still have it to this day.
And shout out to my high school's lost and found. Thanks for the thermos. Still have it.
If you missed our shout outs earlier today, we had two for the high school lost and found.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the lost and found at high school? It's a magical place.
It really was.
Like, my shout out was to my Michigan Wolverine sweater that I still have, because at every single high school lost and found, there was at least one or two Michigan Wolverine articles of clothing. I don't know why. There was always a Michigan Wolverine, like, bunny hug shirt, pair of sweatpants or something like that. I don't know. Everyone had a Michigan Wolverine something, and it always ended up in the lost and found at high school.
And it's so weird to see that, because, like, when you lose something, I don't know, but when I lost something, I went back to try and find it. Like, I would retrace my steps. I wanted to know where it was. But actually going to the lost and found, no.
Well, it's because they're kids, right? I mean, when you're 15 and your parents are buying your stuff, you're like, whatever, not my money, not my problem, right? When you're a kid, it's like, mom and dad will just buy me a new one. Now that I'm an adult, I'm like, oh yeah, if I lose something, I will spend all day looking for it. I remember being a kid and I was like, meh.
I guess.
Whatever.
Hey, yeah.
And if you lose something, well, you know what? You can just go to the lost and found in a week and replace it with something else. Like, I went to Holy Cross, big high school, had like 1,200 kids in my grade 12 year. And the lost and found wasn't like a little box like it was in the movies. It was like five tables of stuff. Like, it was so much stuff. And like, you forget your gym clothes one day. What does the gym teacher tell you to do?
Go to the lost and found and grab something. Yeah, that's perfect. That'll work really well.
Grab some dirty old smelly clothes and join us in 5 minutes.
And then sweat in those as well.
You forget your gym clothes once in high school, you never forget them again.
Oh, God.
Like, remember just that smell, too, that the lost and found in high school had?
Sweat,
it had a very distinct
moss,
smell.
Dirt.
Yeah. Like, the boot room in elementary school had a smell. The lost and found in high school had a smell. And the best thing was, I don't know what it was like at Marion Graham, but at Holy Cross, the last week of classes, the lost and found would be put in the main hallway. So, like, the five tables, it would even be, like, 10 sometimes, in the hallway. And you would just walk by, and if you saw something that was yours, you'd pick it up. Yay!
Or if you saw something you just liked, you'd be like, yes, this is my sweater.
That's the thing. It was an unwritten rule. And the teachers even, like, were encouraging us to do this. Hey, if you see something that's been there for a few days, just grab it.
Yeah.
I do some shopping at the Lost and
Why
Found.
Not?
I'm not going to lie. I still have that Michigan Wolverine sweater, like years and years later. It's great. The grossest part was there was always like someone's retainer in there.
Yeah.
A few pair of glasses, some socks.
And again, how are you not looking for your glasses?
You know how expecting parents, they're always thinking of what their kid's going to be, you know, thinking of the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Our little future child could be the next prime minister. Our little child could be the next quarterback for the Riders. A lot of parents will do the, oh, he's going to be the next right winger for the Edmonton Oilers. He's going to be playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Did you do that ever when you were...
Not hockey. Obviously, I'm picturing what she's going to be someday,
yeah.
But I can't see it being hockey. Who knows? Maybe yeah. She's going to be like, Mom, Dad, I really want to play hockey. As for right now, probably not.
Nothing. She's too obsessed with jeans. That's Fiona's thing.
Peppa Pig and jeans right now are hot for her.
Her favorite toy is a pair of jeans.
No. She just likes fashion. Maybe she'll be a fashionista.
There you go. If you're one of those parents who really wants a hockey player, all you need to do is name your kid Connor.
That's it?
All you need to do, name your kid Connor. Right now, in the NHL, there are 19 players named Connor. 19. Now, 14 of those players are like full-time. A couple of those players are like back and forth between the AHL and NHL. But still 19
yep.
people on NHL rosters named Connor.
Wow.
15 players in the WHL named Connor. Now, I didn't do the numbers for the OHL and the Q, but like probably the same kind of numbers, right? And the best player in the NHL, Connor.
Who does he play for? He
plays for the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
The best player in the WHL, Connor. Connor Bedard for the Regina Pats. He's 15, playing against 20-year-olds, leads the league in points. It's insane.
Wow.
So, yeah, so if you want a hockey player, all you need to do is just name your kid Connor. He'll come out of the womb just ready to skate and
with
shoot the puck.
A stick in his hand.
McNabb Park. It is no more Stacey Cooper.
I will remember you.
Did you have some good times there?
No.
I'm sure some people did.
It predated me a bit.
It like did,
the,
yep.
Like the heyday of McNabb Park. But back in the day, it was like a thriving community.
It really was. They had a grocery store. Mm-hmm. The houses would have obviously been recently built. And then since then, clearly that part of the city just went into disrepair. It was sold to some other people and the landlords didn't necessarily keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly houses were getting knocked down as they were becoming more and more dilapidated. And now, based on a Reddit thread, it is done. There's no more McNabb Park left at all.
My buddy was driving by there, and my one buddy flies all the time. He's one of these world traveler kind of guys. And he's like, it's so weird driving to the airport and not seeing McNabb Park anymore.
Well, it would slowly dwindle.
Right, yeah.
Eventually you'd be like, oh, that chunk's gone. And yeah, now it's all gone. And someone had commented, they were like, oh, I'll forever miss McNabb Park for giving international travelers their first glimpse of our fine city.
And like back in the day, yeah, that was totally true. But
yeah.
Then for the past 20, 30 years, it's been like,
So now the thing is, like, what's going to happen to all that space? It is a bunch of clearly usable space that's mm-hmm. in a fairly, like, stuff by the airport is useful real estate, mm-hmm. right? There's some hotels that have been popping up in that
Tons.
Neighborhood, and it's kind of your, not entryway, but you can head up to Hampton Village mm-hmm. by one of the streets there. So it's a good part of town, but like, what's going to happen?
It's just so classic Saskatoon. Like, a day after something goes away, hey, what's going to go in there? It's going in there.
And of course, someone, you know, was like, a new bonanza.
Obviously.
And someone took my answer and said, maybe an IKEA.
We got to let the IKEA thing go, guys. IKEA's not coming here.
And Bonanza. I feel like Bonanza's not coming back.
No, Bonanza and IKEA, let it go. They
I
don't
know.
Find us attractive. We're not their style.
Let it go.
It's okay. It's the best weekend of the year, Stacey.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance.
It's Masters weekend.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance.
Which means we'll be hearing that a bunch today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance.
Who's Fred's? Hello, friends. It's Jim Nance.
It's hello, friends.
I know. It sounds
How
like Fred's.
How dare you sully the good name of Jim Nance on this show.
Hello, friends. It's Jim Nance here.
Guy's like my broadcasting hero, and you're making fun of him.
How excited are you about golf?
I don't even want to talk about golf anymore.
Yes, you do.
You've ruined it for me.
You absolutely want to talk about golf.
Absolutely, I do. It's the Masters. Let's go. It's like the best gambling weekend. Gambling on golf. You don't think it would be fun? Oh, it's fun. Because golf's kind of boring.
Like, what?
Unless you have a favorite golfer, golf's kind of boring. But putting money on golf, let me tell you, makes it so much better. I have $20 on the Masters. I have four different bets, $20 total.
Yeah.
I always feel bad talking about gambling. I think people are assuming I'm putting like a grand down.
Mortgage payment, yes.
No, I'm not doing that. It's just $20, but even $20 makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
Now, is Sean a big golf fan? Like, is your husband going to be watching the Masters?
Well, again, we don't have terrestrial television, so we can't just, you know, turn it on instantly like that.
You're so hip.
No.
You're so cool.
Trust me, it's not for cool reasons. It's financial. But he does enjoy golf. Yeah, we've watched the Masters before.
See, like, this is the weekend where golf fans will literally shut down everything in their life and focus on golf for 4 days. Very selfish move. But that's their thing, right? And I mean, the older I get, the more bad I feel about taking me time, as weird as that sounds. Like, I feel bad taking 3 days to sit on my couch watching golf. It's a pretty selfish move, right?
Is it three full days, or is it just like five hours out of a day?
It's three full days.
Okay.
The Masters is a full day event, okay? You gotta get a good sleep in, you gotta get a good breakfast, carbo load, you know, you gotta get ready for it.
Do they do, like, you know how the NFL has, like, pregame? Do they do that for golf?
Oh, yeah, they do. It's awesome. It's weird, but it's awesome. But, like, here's the thing. If you're thinking about doing the same thing, just go into sloth mode and watch the Masters. Like, do everything you need to do today.
Yeah, have that's
like
a good idea.
Have like a 21-hour day today. Mow the lawn, do whatever you need to. I don't think you need to mow your lawn yet, but whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get all your responsibilities out of the way so you can not feel guilty about having some you time this weekend. Some you and couch time, hey?
Sure. What if you have a kid? You get rid of the kid for 3 days, too?
No, you plop that kid in front of the TV, make that kid love golf.
Oh,
in about 5 or 6 years, you got a Masters watching buddy. We talk about cereal like 3 times a week. It's weird. More cereal talk. You got it. Scrolling through the old Twitter. Way better than the new Twitter. I always say old Twitter. I don't know why. Whatever. We're getting sidetracked. My one friend is like, have you ever tried putting your cereal milk in your coffee?
No.
Sounds stupid, right?
Yes.
Sounds stupid. Tried it with some Honey Nut Cheerios yesterday. Game changer.
Ew, it's a Honey game changer. Nut Cheerios?
Think about it. A good coffee.
I am thinking about it.
A good coffee, you know, like, it has the coffee part, obviously, but it has, you know, the sugar part and the dairy part, right? Cream or milk, doesn't matter. So you're combining the sugar and the dairy part into like one great little combination.
And then what about all those weird crumbs at the bottom that nobody likes?
I like them. It's great.
Ew, the dust?
Yeah. Nice little cereal dust at the end. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. You don't really feel it. But I mean, plus your coffee gets to taste a little bit like that sugary cereal.
Raisin bran coffee? Sign me up.
Okay, maybe it wouldn't work for non-sugary cereals.
That's ridiculous.
Like, oh, there's all bran milk in my coffee.
Fiber and coffee at the same time.
Coffee makes you poop. All bran makes you poop.
Whoa.
You better drink it in the bathroom. You know how at some fancy steak places, when ordering wine, the server will be all technical with the wine, right? Oh, you're going to love the 87 Bordeaux. Oh, great year.
Mm-hmm.
Great year. But I want like a restaurant to do this with the cereal milk thing with the coffee.
You could call them a cereal sommelier.
I would love that. It's like, well, let me tell you guys, the Fruit Loops milk, it's fantastic. It's a nice balance between fruity and earthy tones. You're going to love that. But if you want to go a bit off the board, chocolate Rice Krispies. It was a limited edition 2017. But let me tell you, the chocolate and the Rice Krispie, it accents the coffee in such a way. But of course, the crowd pleaser, Frosted Flakes. Frosted Flakes, of course, it is our house cereal milk if you want that. Yes?
With a hint of corn.
Oh, yes.
Right?
A phrase makes me laugh. Hint of corn. I've never heard that before. Usually it's like hint of rosemary. Or,
and also, corn is pretty, it's like, hey, here's the corn.
Hint of nutmeg. A hint of garlic butter. A hint of corn.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.